Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chats today. I tell you, the Lord is gracious. We got to give you a little update. We never thought in our entire lives what would happen to us just about a week ago. It happened 130 years ago. We had 10 inches of snow where we were.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, Louisiana. Then one snowplow 300 miles in, we was shut down. The whole complete city was shut down. Now, watch this. I mean, we were had a, what they call it, a winter warning, blizzard warning. And we could not get over this. And then I saw it moved off of Louisiana, and I was looking at Pensacola, Florida, and Destin Beach in Panama. I said, look how pretty the beach. It wasn't beach. It was all solid snow. I mean, that's the most amazing thing I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, well, I think we had more snow than Minneapolis or New York City. That is like so unusual.
Well, in 1963, we did have a little snow here, but maybe an inch and a half.
A little dusting. Yeah.
Yeah, that was about it. But and it was just amazing that they had to get some, I think New Orleans hired some company from Arkansas, you know, to come with snow plows and things of that nature.
Yeah, of course. So our office was closed down because staff couldn't travel Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday we're usually closed. So.
Yeah, and I mean, but we needed it because it got real cold, and then the snow that was soft turned to ice and all.
We know y'all were praying for us.
Yeah, it was a blessing. But Kathy told me, she said, Jesse, there's a bunch of cars in front of my house, in front of our house and on the side.
I could just see cars, but I didn't.
I thought, what is that? So I walked out there to see what was going on. I mean, it's snowing. And people were on top of the levee. I live by the Mississippi River, the levee, and they were sliding down the levee. And anything that could slide down the levee. And one guy was in a garbage can lid, just going down. I mean, kids.
And one guy was scooping snow into the back of his pickup truck.
He said, I'm going to make the biggest snowman you ever saw in your life. I said, my God, man. I mean, it was everywhere. It was beautiful. So we just stayed home. And I want to tell all my partners and friends, we don't like taking time off like that because we want to minister to you.
We want to be available to you.
But we had no other choice. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was so good. Then I had to go preach somewhere. Was it last Thursday, I think it was?
Right. At a minister's conference.
Everything shut out. Mm-hmm. Only one road was clear, and it was by my home. I couldn't get over that. Lord, you know how to do that. No planes were flying in. But, you know, I have my own private plane. And when I got there, I had to go over a crossover. And I thought, good God. And they had opened it up only on one lane. And you kind of, you know, wishy-washy like that kind of stuff. But we made it and went and preached. And by the time we got back, they said, get back in your house because this is going to freeze over ice.
Again.
We got back and so we were not hindered any way whatsoever at all. So it was a beautiful time to see.
So I think last week we probably saw an older boardroom chat because of that. So, and I know that you were blessed by it because, you know, the Word of God is timeless. But today we have a fresh word for you that God has given us, so we're excited about. Well, coming back to the boardroom chat, you know, this is number 250 out of all the chats we've been doing since we began doing this a couple of years ago.
That's 250 weeks.
That's right.
That's a lot of years.
A couple of times we've rerun for different reasons, but mostly they've all been live. Yeah. They've all been rich. And we get so many great testimonies from you letting us know how much you enjoy them. So that blesses us. So thank you for letting us know that you're being blessed and ministered to.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to start before you go into what your lesson
is
with reading some of these, if that's okay, Jess.
Sure.
It says, Sheila says, you are amazing with the way you two preach the true, pure Word of God. I'm interested in moving and becoming an active and physical member of your ministry. I'm already an e-member, and I'm coming for the first time to Glorious Women's Conference and Visionary Conference.
Praise God.
I've already got my mind made up and just allowing the Lord to guide my steps. Isn't that wonderful?
That's a blessing of the Lord.
I love that. If you ever get a chance, Sheila.
You got to come to New Orleans. We got some of the best food in the world. I mean, you're not gonna lose no weight now. I just want you to know that, but you will enjoy yourself. Praise God. Go ahead, read some more.
The Glorious Conference is in March. You can always look on our website and see all of that. And then the Visionary Conference is in July. Yeah, it's coming up really quick. You still have time to make plans to be here. It's going to be really powerful. It's Friday, March the 7th. That's at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, March the 8th at 9 a.m. Jesse and I are going to be doing a live boardroom chat together. And then there'll be a 10 o'clock service where I'll be preaching.
Well, you know, this is a women's conference, but men sneak in all the time.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many men, they say, boy, them women, man, they shuck the corn. Boy, they preach.
And I think I've scheduled you to preach the following Sunday at Covenant Church.
Did you?
Sheila, I hope you'll be able to be there.
Are you going
to
pay me? No.
Yes, I'm gonna feed you. That's enough.
I'm gonna feed you. That's good enough. That's Friday, March the 7th at 7 p.m. and then Saturday morning, March the 8th at 9 a.m. and we'll do a boardroom chat live.
Yes.
With me and Kathy. And then they start the 9 a.m. service. It is a blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I've seen women come. I guess the husbands would take care of the kids. And why is that? And it would be four women in one room with two double beds. I said, can y'all sleep? They said, no, we stay up all night and talk and have fun. I mean, these ladies, they know what they're doing. And then the Holy Ghost comes down at the service.
It's always powerful.
I hope you can make it.
Life-changing.
And yeah, it really is life-changing. Then we have our wonderful visionary conference. That's done in July.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, people come from all over the world. That thing is jam-packed. We talk about the vision for the body of Christ, not just our vision, but your vision. Is up in that. So I hope you can make those meetings and I believe you will be blessed. Go ahead,
Amen.
Read some more.
This one says, I shared your magazine to Kansas University Cancer Hospital to give hope.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We believe in healing and God does some healing stuff if you'll just believe it.
Yeah, if you are not familiar with that, we have a monthly magazine called Voice of the Covenant. You can get it digitally in English and in Spanish, but you also can get it mailed to you. And it's really powerful.
Yeah, we have it in printed form.
We've been
form
doing this for so
digital.
Many years. It's over 40 million issues have been distributed over the years since we've been doing it and blessed so
Such
many people.
Such a blessing.
This one's from Rose, says, thank you, Dr. Jesse and Kathy. I really love your ministry and how you totally respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I just love how you are straight to the point with grace and no unnecessary criticism. Your ministry is one of a kind. Thanks again for transparency. This is why I am a partner in your ministry.
We don't criticize people. We don't judge people. I don't, you know, I'm constantly being judged by the media, Christian people. I don't even worry about that because the only one that's going to really make any difference will be God Almighty.
Yeah,
and I'm going to make sure he say, well done.
He's the one we want to please.
Yes,
Amen.
Indeed.
And this one's from Zara that says, I wish I could meet you both in person. I love listening to you. You inspire me so much. From Utah. Hope you can come here soon.
Yeah, I like Utah.
We haven't been to Utah in quite a while.
Yeah,
maybe you can come here, Zara.
Yeah,
anyway, so Mubara says, keep working, keep talking, keep traveling, JDM in Jesus' name. Keep delivering the word of God. God loves that.
Praise
God. That's an encouragement. Teresa says, Jesse, I wait with anticipation for all the messages God has for us through you this year. I'm still expecting all because I'm tired of just enough. Blessings to you, Kathy, and family.
Anticipation.
That's
like
a ketchup commercial. Remember that?
Yeah, ketchup.
But anticipation is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Expectancy is a good
Amen.
Thing. Let me see this. Two more. Instagram, sent through Instagram, this one says, I just want to thank you for ministering to my wife and I this morning via one of your videos.
Praise the Lord. A lot of people, you can go to, is it JDM apps where they get that?
Well, lots of different places. The app is probably the best place because there's no interruptions, no commercial. And if you're watching it on your phone, you have to stop and maybe later pick it up on your iPad or something like that, you can pick up right where you left off, and there's a wealth of content, over 400 messages. And you could also, while you're reading the Bible, if you come to a passage of Scripture where you have a corresponding message, you could see that link in there and then go to it. It's really great how they interconnected it.
You'll see me young, because we put everything on there, man. We don't hide nothing at this ministry.
Fat, skinny.
Fat, skinny, yeah. And right now, I'm kind of close to fat. I got to go back to skinny.
I don't think anybody cares about that.
I do.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I'm not buying a bigger suit.
I kind of do, too. I want you to be healthy. Jose says, Jose, this is translated from Spanish because these chats and everything that we do online is also translated into Spanish. It says, greetings and blessings for your ministry and your family. Thank you for this word that always gives me vitality and revives my life, I guess.
Hallelujah.
We are architects of our destiny. Let's continue forward. What a great word.
That's a blessing of the Lord. Yeah, we like the word of God.
Amen.
We enjoy the word of faith because we like living by faith, and it's such a blessing of the Lord. I want to get into what I feel the Lord wanted me to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, we just got back from California, and Norma Kathy doesn't come with me, but this time she came. I did my California tour. I go to California several times during the year. Go preach a service. She might go do one, but I mean, we do a tour, and the devastation
churches.
That you've heard and seen by the fires and all the different things. It's just Well, I don't like looking at devastation because we've had so much of it here because of hurricanes and different things of that nature. But you just can't forget people. But we had some of the most glorious services. The first service, we had 32 people get born again. And we was in Visalia, California. Then we went to Marietta, Temecula. And then we went to Bakersfield. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. But I want you to go with me today to the book of Psalms, chapter 118. And I want to read something. And a lot of people say, we don't know what we're going to do. Well, no, no. And you know, we brought joy and blessing. Right. But Psalms 118, I'm gonna jump all over this psalm.
Okay.
Verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Some of you are trying to get back in your houses, and the mayors and everybody else is trying to shut you down. And it's not what they do. It's what you do.
Amen.
You don't need to fear on nothing whatsoever at all. Because what can a person do to you? What can man do to me? It says in verse 8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And I like the verse 9, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And when you understand that, you'll understand that no matter what comes your way, because like there are strains that come in life, but greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And I love this Psalms 118 because I want to get somewhere. I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, I don't have any insurance on, because California's hard to get insurance because of fires, just like Louisiana because of hurricanes. You know, it's just the way you're going to go that nature can't come at you with something like that. But I want to read something to you in Psalms 118. And watch this. So you need some money? Yeah, you need some money. You got to fix stuff. You may have lost everything. Look what it says in verse 25 of Psalms 118. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Now, if prosperity is wrong, why did the Old Testament ask God to send it? The New Testament asked God to send it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So you can be the blessing you want to be and to recover all. David recovered all. They burnt Ziklag. They did everything. I mean, it was terrible. It was like the Pacific Palisades, you know, and Malibu. I mean, they just burned it all the way to the beach. But you got a God that's wonderful. Why did God let that happen? God did not let that happen. The state of California let that happen. They had more rain 2 or 3 years in a row, and they let it all go into the ocean when they could have built those reservoirs. It's kind of crazy to be able to hook up a fire hose to a fire plug and there's no water coming out of it. God didn't do that. You got to understand, he did not do that. Because see, and I'm going to say something going to shock you, God is not in charge on the earth. You are. Now, if you want to go where God's in charge, you go to heaven. There are no fires, no hurricanes. No stealing, no murder, no rape, no hatred, jealousy, envy, none of that. Now, you come here, you see that. You know why? Because God has gave man a lease on this planet. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. That lease is about ready to run out. The Lord Jesus Christ has come and is coming. He came once and he's coming again. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So I want you to pray Psalms 118, verse 25, if you need help spiritually, physically, or financially. Let me read it again. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Now, you see, you got to understand. Now, the reason why I enjoy being saved is because of verse 22 in Psalms 118. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. They refused Jesus, but he came that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But people say all the time, bro, just nothing ever happens to you. Man, we went through Hurricane Katrina. You got to understand, my God. But the only way you could get out of New Orleans is if you knew how to walk on water. I mean, we had water everywhere, everything. 60,000 businesses destroyed in 5 hours. 5 hours. Watch this. In our church, we had 1,800 people. And in 1 week, we lost 900 people. Because not only did they lose their jobs, they lost their homes, they lost their jobs. So, but we didn't say, oh, God, we don't know what we're going to do. We sucked it up, like we say in South Louisiana, and said, we're going to believe the word of God and get this word in here. And because the Lord's on my side. What could man do to me? What could anybody do to me?
And you know, Jesse, a lot of the trouble they had, that was back in 2005 for Hurricane Katrina, and a lot of the devastation that happened really wasn't the hurricane, because if you watch the news at the time, if you remember, it said They even said it on the news that New Orleans dodged a bullet because it really, the major part of it, of course it was massive. It covered a lot of area. The major part of it went over Mobile.
No, over Mississippi.
Mississippi area. And but what happened was the levees failed because they were built in with inferior grading materials, or they didn't go down as far as the Army Corps of Engineers had told them they should go, so it overspilt the levee in a way it should have held, and I think they've repaired all that and it's fixed it. So we can relate in the way that government officials failed us or failed our city back in during Katrina.
Amen.
In 2005, the same exasperation that you have for the government officials who aren't doing their job to do good work and to do what they're supposed to do. So we believing that you'll get restored to home.
Amen. And they give you some scripture to help you. I mean, you might be in some devastation. We just got back from California, so we're seeing what's going on. But Psalms 115 says, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron.
What verse are you on now?
That's verse 12 of Psalms 115. People say, well, yeah, but that was for the nation of Israel. We are the seed of Abraham now. We've been engrafted in. So what God said for Israel, he says for you. Look at that. He said, verse 13, he will bless them that fear or respect the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. All you got to do is tap into that. Tap into that. Well, how do you do that? Realize that they rejected Jesus Christ, but you did not. See, so that doesn't mean the devil don't come against Christians and people, but greater is he was in us than he was in the world. Anybody can lay down and just cry and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, I will not do that. You
That's
know, because,
what verse 16 says.
Yeah.
It says
it happens even the heavens are the Lord, but I can quote it.
No, verse 16. And
Psalms 115 or verse 8.
Oh, you're not in 118?
Well, let's go.
You've moved to
another. I'm jumping all over the place.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and read verse 18.
It's in verse 16 of Psalms 118. The right hand of the Lord. No. Verse 17. I will not die but live and declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of the Lord.
Let me tell you what verse 23 says. The Lord, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Not the devastation, the regeneration of everything that Satan has tried
promise,
to take from you.
Exactly.
The Bible said you catch the thief, he has to return it sevenfold, seven times. So let's say you lost your house in the Pacific Palisades or Malibu. You can demand and command Satan to give you back seven times what that house is worth. Insurance companies are not going to do that. But God, El Shaddai, not El Cheapo, can handle that without even blinking.
Right. It may not happen overnight, but don't give up.
Right.
Believe in the promise.
Don't never mix faith and time. You've heard me say that so many times. Because time will become your enemy. You know, and it's amazing. Years ago, when I was a little boy, and hurricanes came, the government didn't stop us from coming back into our house. We were back the next day, and we'd get that place up in a week. Everybody was working. Now they're so afraid you might do this, might do that. But I've learned something about people. If you leave people alone, they can get things done. You see what I'm saying? But you always got someone that's in politically that thinks they know better than you are. I never forget one time in Hurricane Katrina, there was a gentleman about 85 years old. His wife was about 80. And they were in the front yard of the house. This is in 2005. And they were cleaning up the yard. And one of the, news people ran up there and said, how y'all doing? And they were kind of frustrated because they had stopped them from working. And the lady turned around. She said, if y'all get out of here, me and daddy can fix this house. And immediately, instead of letting all the mold grow all the way up, you know, because it's hot and everything, I mean, immediately they took Clorox, they cleaned the wall, they done everything, and they were back in their house in 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, the sooner you get to it, the better. And they knew that. They understood
that. And I hope the politicians in California understand that.
Right.
You know, and they worried about this and that. No, you can take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not a dummy. But when you understand this, I'm coming with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. And watch what God will do, not some of the time, but all the time.
And I believe God will send reinforcements. Just like when, after Katrina, the man named, I think it was Russell Honoré, was he a general?
Yeah, he was a three-star general.
A general. Russell Honoré, he came in, because there were a lot of chaos going on, but he brought order and wisdom to the area. And then when he stayed here several months, I don't know how long he was here, but
quite a few months.
There was a time when he was leaving, and I remember he made his his speech to the city and said, don't get stuck on stupid.
Yeah.
And so it's that's so important. God will give you wisdom on how to do a thing if you don't get stuck on stupid.
Yeah, and you know, it's like what President Trump said. We need some common sense
exactly.
here about what's going on here. Common sense. But sometimes common sense is not very common to some people. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand this, the Lord's on your side. It makes a difference. What can man do to me? Nothing.
Nothing.
So if you really want to encourage yourself, I invite you to read the whole book of Psalms 118, the whole Psalm. It will bless you. Verse 26, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Verse 27, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. Verse 28, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Verse 29, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Mm-hmm. It just goes on and on. But I love verse 25, oh, Lord, I beseech thee, send prosperity.
Yeah, and the Passion Translation says, oh, God, please come and save us again. Bring us your breakthrough victory. Breakthrough victory. That's
I'm telling
what we need.
You, ladies and gentlemen, I mean that. I'm serious about that. God wants to help people. And maybe you in North Carolina or you in Asheville and all of that. And it seems like the United States government has forgotten you. Hang on, babe. God has not forgotten you.
Yeah, we don't trust him.
And thank God for America that can do something
yes.
if they do something. You see what I'm saying? You know, I think when you have tragedies, I think the Democrats and the Republicans and the independents put all your ideologies aside. Shove that aside. And help people and get down and get the job done, whatever it takes.
Amen.
And I mean, it's just literally that simple. You know, I was remembering all those years ago, I was the first plane that landed in New Orleans after Katrina because we were helping people. And so the military, you know, they had, what they call that, you got to do what they say, martial law. Yeah. And I'll never forget that. And man, there was no food. There was nothing. So they were bringing in army meals ready to eat. MREs, something like that.
MREs, meals ready to eat.
Yeah. Well, anyway, a pizza place opened up. This is maybe 8 days, 10 days after Katrina went through. Now, that's hot food. There was a line, I would say at least almost a half a mile. That's a long way. So, man, we wanted some pizza ourselves. We wanted something hot. So we stood in line. And, you know, and you only could get a pepperoni pizza and a cheese pizza. And people were just getting whatever they can. So when people saw me, there were several people said, oh, Reverend DePlantis, why don't you just come on to the front of the line? And, boy, everybody was just looking. Nobody said anything. I said, no, I'm no better than anybody else. I'm going to stand in this line and wait just like everybody else. And people thought, man, what a nice man. He could have got up to the front line. And I said, no, you know, and that spoke volumes to those people that were in line about me and Kathy. I said, I'm no better than nobody else. I will wait my turn. And, you know, just like anybody else. And it was just such a blessing to people see that. And I got to thinking, and besides, they ain't going nowhere. I can preach to them while we're in the line. Just let my light shine. You know, show some joy in the midst of chaos and craziness. And finally, when we got to the front of the line, we got our pizza. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. Some people thought I had died in the hurricane. I remember Marcus Lamb was trying to find me. You know, he wanted me to come on Daystar or something like that. But all the phone lines, everything was shut down. But I finally made it. And it was, you know what? And we just got together. And I said, God, I need electricity. Maybe you in that thing right now. I need electricity to get this ministry up and running. And you know what? Little did I realize that Jesse DePlantis Ministries Covenant Church, we were hooked up on the same line as the schools. And that's the first thing people do. They try to get the schools open up to get kids going back to school. Because when that begins to happen, everything begins to return to normal. So instead of having to wait 8 weeks, some people 12 weeks, I had it in what, six days?
8 days.
8 days. Wow. Just that quick. And I learned something during that time also. I said, I'm going to buy a generator from now on.
Yeah.
And I learned, you know, you learn things through trying times and things. And I want to just say this, that we're praying and believing God with you people in the state of California. You
yes.
that in that you feel FEMA shut you down. Hurricane, what was that? Helene?
Yes.
Terrible, you know. And we just came back from Florida about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And I could not believe. We went to Sarasota. Mm-hmm. And we had some friends there. And you might know them, Keith and Phyllis Moore, great friends of ours. And we were driving around.
They showed us the devastation that had hit. And
that's not fixed at all.
Still.
And I mean, and watch this. They had 8 foot of sand in the house.
Not in their house,
but in
another town nearby on the coast.
In other words, I mean, when that water from that hurricane pushing that storm, so it filled their houses with sand.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I thought, my God. And they're still not fixed yet because, you know, I don't know if it's regulations.
It's one of those little small areas.
I understand regulation, but I made up my mind, son. And you knock these regulations out and get people in there. And it's amazing what people will do. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. You know, you learn to how to cope in those kind of things. And that's why I love Psalms 118. And because God said, my mercy endures forever. And it's just such a blessing. And you think, I don't know if I can live. Well, you shall not die, but you declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
God will give you favor with contractors if you need it. I mean, whatever. It's all in here. I like verse 21. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Do you know what the word salvation means? Soundness. Peace means nothing broken, nothing missing. Salvation means soundness.
Right.
And I want to talk about that today. And it's such a blessing. And we had marvelous meetings. They were just so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there were some people, they having a wonderful time.
Right.
And we couldn't get to the Pacific Palisades. You know, they don't let you in there and all that kind of stuff. And we tried, we flew over it, but we couldn't see it because it was too dark, you know, electricity, you know, all those different things. You just see a black swath, you know. And if you don't think those fires were that devastating, they jumped the road and remember those beautiful homes on Malibu. And then there's the beach, gone.
Hmm.
Burnt down and nothing. Looked like a bomb went off it. Well, let me tell you something, California. You can get them back faster and quicker. They said, remember when they were selling, we need to just lock the key on New Orleans and forget it and walk away? Uh-uh. Anybody can do that. Uh-uh. And bless God, I mean, and we just stood, and man, New Orleans came back better than it ever has come back. And we've had hurricanes since then. A pretty rough one, Hurricane Ida, that hit and everything. But you know what? You learn so many different things through these things, you know? But greater is he who is in us than who is in the world.
Amen.
And when you put God first,
yes,
in everything you do, it is amazing how quick you'll get up on your feet and you'll be blessed. I hope this boardroom chat is an encouragement to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that sincerely. And I got, you know, the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And nothing against the Biden administration, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I tell you what, one of the first things, and President Trump has done so much stuff in 8-9 days, it's amazing. But I appreciated that he took that Air Force One and went to California.
Yeah.
And then he also went to Asheville, North Carolina, and walking in that. I mean, just the president showing up means something. You see what I'm trying to say? And and wants to help. And people say, well, it's political. He don't need to be political. Let me tell you something about this. He's only got 4 years. He can't run again. So he don't have to do things so he can be reelected. So I would tell the Republicans and the Democrats, you want to call it, say what you want, you ain't going to like it, make America great again and all that kind of, call it what you want. But America, without America, do you know how many people would be destroyed in the world? We're known as the most given nation you ever seen in your life, but it's time for people not to rip us off. Just because, you know, I don't mind being a blessing to people, but when they take advantage of me, I don't like that. You don't like,
correct,
nobody likes that.
Right, of course.
So I made up my mind. The Lord has never taken advantage of me whatsoever at all. He's always been ahead of me, but he's also been behind me, and he's also been around me. I've been covered with that shield of anointing. And that doesn't mean the devil didn't attack us. You know, some people say, oh, Jesse Prince never has any trouble. Yes, I do. But I just look at the word of God and says, you know, a lot of times there's great projects that I need to do here. And you know what I say? Lord, send prosperity. And guess what? People get so mad. I don't think he ought to have this. I don't think he ought to. You know, why don't you shut your judging mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that to be rude, but that's just simply the truth. I mean, if you want to do something, I mean, judge yourself. There you go. That would be the best thing, you know, if you want to judge people and just be a blessing to people. I want to thank all my partners. mm-hmm. who have helped this ministry in 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel. We've never had a financial deficit. We were shut down with our mail and stuff for months, and yet God came through and blessed us, not having a deficit. And if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. We do reach people and change lives one soul at a time. If you'd like to be one, you can go to jdm.org, and there's a donate button there. That's our website. If you want to give, you don't want to, you don't have to. But if you want to, you can. You can use PayPal if you'd like to use that apparatus, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to, what Kathy calls JDM free apps, and select the giving. She likes that one the best. And me, I like the last one. You can just mail in an old-fashioned donation, whatever you'd like to do. And 100% of it goes in the world evangelism. I'm so proud to say that the book of Romans has come to pass in me and Kathy's life. Owe no man anything but to love him. We have been debt-free since 1982. Do you know what that means? You send $20 a month to this ministry, the whole 20 goes in the world evangelism. We have no debt. We hadn't paid interest. We make interest instead of paying interest. Isn't that wonderful? Do we have credit cards? Yeah, but we don't use them as credit cards. We use them as charge cards, which means we pay no interest. We pay them every 30 days, so you don't pay no interest. I think that should tell you that we are concerned about your seed, that we don't want any of your seed going to some organization that don't know the Lord. You see, or to build somebody something that they shouldn't be building. 100%. So pray about becoming a partner. And I believe God will greatly bless you. I say this all the time because of our social media thing. We've had so many people contact you. You give me $1,000. That's a lot of money. I'll get 1,000 new people into the kingdom in a week's time. We know how to do it. We're set up for it, boy. And we just do that. People say, when are you going to retire? Well, I say it all the time. Do I look tired? Not, I probably look a little tired today because we didn't get a lot of sleep. We were flying back. Kind of stuff. But that's all right. I said, it doesn't make no difference. And guess first thing Kathy said, take me to the office. Lord, she said, take me home first. I got to clean up. And she washed her hair. She's excited about washing her hair. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when she told me that, she said, I just washed my hair. She reminded me of a Betty Davis. You ever seen that old movie? She said, I'd kiss you, but I just washed my hair. Now, why does anybody ever say something
and
like that?
Why did you think you had to say that?
Well, because was you going to kiss me?
But it is funny.
It is funny.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
It is funny.
Whatsoever at all. I don't even know why I repeat it. It just came up in my mind.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It happens quite a bit, glory to God. Take Psalms 118 to heart. Mm-hmm. And remember that His mercy endures forever. It don't make no difference what man can do, whatever. God will take care of you.
And verse 14 in the New Living Translation says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. That's what it's all about.
And after you read that, then go Psalms 115 and remember that you're the seed of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Psalms 150. And remember that the Lord is mindful of you. He will bless you.
Hallelujah.
You and your children more and more. Why? Because He can. He's God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Hmm. Are you enjoying this today? I want to thank all the people that sent in wonderful testimonies and things of that nature. In such a way, I came walking down the hall, just got in, and I ran into Chrissy. Boss, we got some great testimony. I said, praise the Lord. What a blessing. That's not giving me honor.
Yeah.
That's giving God honor.
Yeah.
You know, if you forget me, okay. But you can't forget God.
Right.
Because God is God. And let me tell you this, He's not a religion. He's a person. Mm-hmm. He didn't create Christianity. Man did that. He sent Jesus. Think about that. A person. And that's a wonderful thing when you make a relationship and a fellowship with a person. And that's how we live for the Lord on a daily basis. So I get up every morning, I say, hello, Jesus. He say, hi, Jesse. We go into our devotions and Kathy will be in her devotion, I'll be in mine. And it's just such a blessing. Now, I went out preaching, and you know what? Flying back, guess what Kathy was doing? She had her laptop up, and she said, get my sermon ready, because as soon as we get here, she got to start preaching herself. We just don't stop. Why? Mm-hmm. If you want to stop us, when the whole world gets saved, and the Bible says that can happen, that's Matthew 24. He said, when the gospel is preached to the world for witnesses to them, didn't say they have to receive it. The end shall come. So, I mean, I had one guy told me one time, he was so mad. How much money does it take to shut your mouth? He was mad at me. And I told him $6,364,000,000 and change. You know, I wish all this stuff was free. Satellites are not free. Ask Elon Musk, he'll tell you. They're not free, but that's all right. It's to get the gospel out. But I'll tell you when I'll take a day off. When everybody say, then I'm going to retire. And then I know what's going to happen. We'll all go to heaven. And God said, Jesse, I got a job for you on another planet. I'm going, Jesus. They said, you want to live there? No, I'm going to live in heaven. I travel by the speed of thought. You know, like you go home, you know, like you go home for dinner or go home for lunch after, or you go home after working. I'm telling you, man, I just can't wait to see Jesus coming in the cloud.
Amen.
And people say, how can you believe that? How can you not?
That's right.
I like this, what the Apostle Paul said, comfort yourself with these words. If you don't believe in the rapture, and you have that right, you take the comfort out. Why would you do that? Mm. I don't know, but people do.
Right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today, Psalms 118. And remember this, God will do what he says. Don't get tied up with the time frame. Let faith come. And faith is in the now, and God knows you need it now. Mm-hmm. And you'll be blessed. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.